Hey, it's Tommy Caldwell, calling you from China. Just thought I'd check in and give you a little trip update. I know it's early in the morning there, but we're just about to go to bed. So, just wanted to tell you what's been going on. We got here to China about 2 days ago, flew into Beijing, and then took another flight to the city of Urumqi, which is the most remote major city in China. Then we got in a car and drove 10 hours to Kekatuhai, driving right past the Alti Range, which has like big, beautiful 17,000 foot peaks, or 1,700 foot peaks. And drove through the desert where there's camels. It's really kind of cool climate here. We're not in the what you'd think of typical China with all the jungle and smog. It's actually really clear and kind of high desert here. We arrived in Kekatuhai, which is the national park that we're climbing in. And when we got here, we were told by the park officials that we had to stay in their specific hotel that they've built for visitors of this park. We've been going through lots of negotiations with the park service because, we want to camp in the park, but they're really kind of controlling what we can do. We got a permit to climb, and so they're telling us we're going to be able to climb, but so far it's been a lot of kind of almost fighting with the park service trying, I mean, not fighting, but just kind of going through negotiations through our translator to try and get permission to climb and to actually stay in the park. So the first day we went into the park and we were told we needed to go and pick out the climbs that we were going to do. And the park's beautiful, man. It's big granite domes. Really is pretty amazing. A lot like Tuolumne Meadows, but everything's much more condensed and there's a lot more rock. And the walls are pretty big. There's probably a couple dozen domes that are at least 1,000 feet with just like beautiful, pristine granite. Not a whole lot of cracks. There is some natural lines, but if a lot of climbing is going to be developed here, there's definitely going to be some bolting that's necessary. So we toured around the park, we picked our climbs, we went out of the park back to our hotel, and we tried to negotiate some more about actually getting to camp in the park because inside the park is really cool. It's a national park, but it's also filled with these local Kazakh people. There's yurts everywhere, there's a lot of sheep herders and horsemen. And the local culture in the park is super interesting. But it's this crazy dichotomy because there's also this national park that's brand new being built with this super modern visitor center that's not open yet, and just and a paved road and these electric buses that actually take you into the park that drive right past the goats. It's this really funny Chinese culture. So they told us that we were going to have to stay in the hotel. They weren't going to let us stay in the park. So our next step was to try and get in the park early because there's like breakfast is at 8:30, and then we'll take you into the park after that. But these walls are kind of big, so in the interest of trying to get started early, we tried to get permission to climb, to actually get up and go at 6 o'clock. And in doing this, they went to another level of security in the park, and they actually came across somebody that hadn't heard that we were coming, and they're like, "No, of course we're not going to let you in early." And they think climbing, it turns out that this guy thinks climbing is really dangerous, and they're not even sure whether they're going to let us climb. So here we are in this beautiful place looking at these amazing granite domes, super excited because we're like, "Man, we're going to be the first people to climb in this climbing area that if it was in the States, it would be one of the very best places around." I mean, in terms of the climate and the rock and everything, probably one of the, for the kind of climbing that we're into, maybe one of the best places in the world. But we're dealing with this Chinese loopholes. We're still feeling optimistic that we're going to be able to climb these things. We have some amazing routes picked out. But we just have to have another meeting at 10 o'clock today and see what they say. So we have our fingers crossed. We're still all having a good time and being optimistic. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. So, anyways, hope you're having a good one, and I'll call you in another few days because I'm all in suspense right now. Talk to you later. Bye.